Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Moscow, Russia. Russia and Saudi Arabia are trying to flood the world with oil. That's the headline. Ron Murrow comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
I want to ask Ron, is this Russia and Saudi Arabia both trying to flood the market and one or the other come out on top of this whole struggle or battle?
No secret that the growth of U.S. shale oil has been a thorn in the sides of both Saudi Arabia and Russia. They both have seen their market shares erode as the shale boom made the U.S. the world's largest crude oil producer. OPEC and Russia finally agreed to production cuts on April 10th. And you know, Jimmy, oil wells can't simply be turned off and on like tap water. It can take weeks to shut down one. It costs lots of money to shut one down and even more money to start them up again. And there's a good chance the well could fail.
Is this Russia trying to ultimately destroy U.S. economy with the oil fight that's going on?
You know, both Russia and Saudi Arabia would like to put an end to the oil shale miracle because it diminished their stranglehold on the world oil market. There is a concerted effort there by both entities to get rid of the shale problem as they see it. On Tuesday, President Trump announced, "We will never let the great U.S. oil and gas industry down." Sadly, that may make the situation worse. By keeping all the shale oil producers in operation means they'll produce more oil and possibly exacerbate the glut, drive prices even lower.
That's how it would hurt the United States, and I understand all of your reasoning there, but this will also have an impact on Middle East oil-producing companies as well. Could it put them into bankruptcy, which would maybe motivate them to get quicker into action against the Jewish state of Israel, since they won't have the money to pay for their military operation?
You know, the continued disruption in supply and demand will adversely affect the companies of every oil-producing nation, and especially Iran, since exports are its main economic lifeline. You know, maybe this is why there are so many headlines of new Iranian aggression this past week that caused a rise in the oil price from below zero to $17 per barrel on Friday. So we're seeing a lot of geopolitical moves out there.
Ron Murrow with the details on how Russia and Saudi Arabia are endeavoring to drive the price of oil down so that they can gain leadership in our world today. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Ron's report reveals how Russia could push the United States possibly into bankruptcy and then use its power position to lead the Middle Eastern nations into a coalition of Arab and Islamic states who will endeavor to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. This end-time scenario was foretold in Ezekiel 38, Psalm 83, and Daniel chapter 11. Russia and Saudi Arabia flooding the oil market is indeed setting the stage for these prophecies to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...